Week 1, Wednesday, Sext. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I see why it's a blessing to be poor. It's all too easy when you have enough to store it all in granaries and slough off thoughts beyond the grave. Assure yourself there will be time, and feel secure that matter matters, knowing that this stuff is really nothing but a bit of fluff that blows away, but blinded by its lure. It's not the wealth, though, that is evil, but the loss of focus. It can still be used to garner friends, and open an account in heaven's bank, where money will amount to something that will never be refused. The problem is to stay out of the rut. Master, please help me persevere in your service. Psalm 17, Part 1. Please, Yahweh, give a hearing to a case that is just, and pay attention to my plea. Please listen to my prayer coming from lips that are not devious, and hand down a favorable verdict from your bench, because your eyes see through to the truth. I know you have examined my heart and have come to watch me in the night. You have scrutinized me and found nothing. My goal has never been to let my mouth stray as it speaks of what others do, and to keep away from destructive deeds, so that my feet will not slip off the path. And so I call upon you, and I know that you will hear me, my God. So please turn your ears to me and listen to what I say. Show how much you care for me by flexing that right arm by which you save all those who put their trust in you, when others launch an attack on them. Please, preserve me as carefully as the pupil in your eye, and hide me in the shade of your wings from these evil people who are after me, from my mortal enemies all around me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please help me persevere in your service. Please come forward, Master, and keep me safe. Part 2. They have shut up their fat hearts, and their mouths do nothing but bluster. But they have surrounded me as I walk along, and fix me in their gaze as they crouch down, like lions ready to tear apart their prey, like lion cubs about to spring out of hiding. Please come forward, Yahweh. Meet them head on, knock them down, and with your sword rescue my life from these blackguards. Raise your hand and save me from these men, Yahweh. From men who belong to this world, whose reward is in this life. Men whose stomachs you fill with exotic delicacies, who have the satisfaction of children and leave their wealth to their descendants. But I, because of my virtue, will see your face, and my satisfaction will be to wake up in your company. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please come forward, Master, and keep me safe. Reading, 1 Peter 1, 13-16. You are to become holy in all of your conduct in the way in which the one who called you is holy. As Scripture has it, be holy, because I am holy. May your priests have holiness as their robes, and may your people dance for joy. Dear merciful God, this midday moment of rest is a welcome gift from you. Please bless the work we have begun, correct its defects, and let us finish it in a way that pleases you. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.